Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Red Friday. We are going to be joined by Nate Taylor coming up in a little bit. I know it's a Red Friday. I do want to talk about this KU situation for just a little bit. Bill Self today confirmed that Darren Peterson is not going to be available for the games that they have coming up in Las Vegas. Quote, "We're not going to have Darren in Vegas." He also added in that they play three games in 3 days, and that is the biggest reason on why Darren Peterson is not going to play in these games. Rob, I certainly want to give you the room to get your comments in as a KU alum and a season ticket holder. I think the KU fans have to show a little bit of patience here with the Darren Peterson situation. I think they got to show a little bit of patience here. And I know that's tough to say. And I know that I was the one screaming that it was load management from the beginning. I think it is obvious now that is not the case. You do not sign up to go play basketball in college and at Kansas, and then you miss the Madison Square Garden games and the games in Las Vegas. Those are the games you want to play in. Those are the games in front of NBA scouts. So you are not choosing to sit out of those games. I also think, let's calm down. These November basketball games are not that important. You really want them there for the January ones. I would say that Kansas basketball season starts, and I'm not even saying this because I'm a fan. Their season starts in December against Missouri. Or maybe you want to say that their season starts in December against UConn. They play UConn on Tuesday. They play Missouri on Saturday. That's the real start. Now, I understand if you are a KU fan and you're a season ticket holder and you contribute to NIL and you're thinking, hey, we spent money on this player. We have contributed. You guys were down last year. You asked us to donate. We donated. We got you the number one overall player. We want to see him in action. That feels like the target date to me, and I think everyone with the Kansas basketball program knows it. That is a game in Allen Fieldhouse. That is his Allen Fieldhouse debut. I don't care about the game against Green Bay. A Tuesday game that's going to be on ESPN against UConn in a sold-out crowd, that is his debut. That should be the target date. So I wouldn't worry about these games in Vegas. Don't worry about them. The committee's not going to penalize you for them that much anyway because of the context of you not having Darren Peterson. So show a little bit of patience. And you still got 2 more weeks until you play the game against UConn. That will be 3 weeks of him sitting back and getting treatment and healing up and resting up for those games in that week against UConn and against Missouri. So that is as fair and neutral of an opinion that I can have. I would just suggest calm down a little bit with Darren. There's a lot of frustration. I don't think that there needs to be the case. I think that he is legitimately injured. And let's now, if he doesn't play in that UConn game or doesn't play in the Missouri game, I think something is really wrong. And I think they have played it wrong because they keep spinning it like he's right around the corner and that he can come back. But until he misses the UConn and Missouri game, I don't really think it's that much reason to be super worried about what's happening right now.
Me and you see this the exact same way. First off, I know there were some fans that were disgruntled that he is not playing in the players' era tournament in Vegas. And I understand that. I have some friends. I have some people are KU fans in my life who are, hey, for Thanksgiving week, we're going to Vegas. We're going to see the Players Era thing. We're going to see Darren Peterson. We're going to spend the week in Vegas. It's warm. It's nice. I know people going to that tournament. Like these preseason tournaments, fans tend to go to them. So I know people who made the investment to go to Las Vegas, and they feel a little upset. And I feel bad for those people, but let's be honest, Notre Dame and Syracuse and whoever their third game is going to be out in Vegas, 3 games in 3 days is stupid for a hamstring injury. If it is a soft tissue injury where, hey, he can tweak it and make it worse, keep waiting. I also agree with you. UConn's got to be the target date because he played against North Carolina, which was on November 7th. He then missed the missed the Corpus Christi game, which I believe was on the 11th. So he hasn't played since November 7th. By the UConn game, that's basically a month. You've had a month to rest up your hamstring. You've had a month to get back to 100%. Bill Self's today. He's doing side work at practice. He's getting closer. The reevaluation comment feels like it went well. All the things. UConn, Missouri, North Carolina State. Somewhere in that window, that 3-game stretch, he has to be back on the court. Or then you're starting to tiptoe into late December, early January, where you need him on the court because you saw against Duke. This team is built around him, and him standing in street clothes makes this team, I saw Melvin Council with the media, and he said it perfectly, they're a scrappy defensive team without him. With him, they're a lot better. So you can't get into conference play not knowing the situation with Darren Peterson.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, doesn't this feel like the Michael Porter Jr. situation at Missouri all over again? No. I mean, I know I called him Darren Porter Jr., but this is serious. No. Michael Porter had back surgery the second week of the college basketball season. Surgery? That's not what's happening. Darren Peterson is practicing with KU. He's just not playing in the games right now. So the fact that he is practicing, the fact that he is dressing out, the fact that he is on the sideline and engaged with the team is a very, very positive sign. Darren Peterson is going to play basketball at Kansas. I can't tell you exactly when it is going to start, but I feel like he is going to play a significant amount of games this season for the University of Kansas. It is unfortunate that this happened, but I think most fans would agree it is much better that this injury happened in November and the very beginning of the season than he played in November, he played in December, he then pulls a hamstring in January, and he misses 10 games of conference play, and you can't really undo that in that point. So, again, I think, Rob, you and I are the same place. At the beginning of December, they play UConn on the 2nd, and then they play Missouri that weekend. That is what I would look at his target date of when he can potentially come back and play for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.